shooting case out of Alliance. As a new trial date, 29-year-old Robert McGee, a Mississippi man, had been slated to be tried starting Monday. He'll now stand trial June 23rd in Common Pleas Court after his defense attorney requested more time to prepare. McGee was indicted by a grand jury on charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. The case stems from a December 2024 shooting in the 2200 block of West Main Street. A 34-year-old man was shot twice while sitting in a vehicle. Competency evaluation pending for a man accused in a Smith Township murder case. 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance scheduled to stand trial August 17th at the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade. The trial had been slated to begin next week, but was postponed due to a delayed competency report. Cunningham charged with aggravated murder and other counts in the October 2023 slaying. A psychiatric report due June 1st with a competency hearing set for 3 days later. Public opposition and a dispute over local agreements delaying a major Amazon data center tax deal in Canton. The Repository Reports Council decided Monday to push back a vote on a 30-year 75% property tax abatement on May 18th and hold a public meeting May 12th for resident input. Critics question transparency, environmental impacts, and whether the tax breaks are worth the expected jobs. Project in Perry Township would place large data center buildings and a new electric substation on about 100 acres off Faircrest Street Southwest. Pause on data center development in effect in Lake Township. Monday, trustees approved a six-month moratorium. The board also agreed to the nearly $97,000 purchase of a pipe camera from Cleveland-based M-Tech. It will be used by the road department to inspect underground pipes. The board also addressed an unpermitted 2024 ditch enclosure. Say a letter will be sent to property owners Don and Karen Kurtz, ordering the ditch restored within 6 months. Canton police say four people were thrown from a vehicle and another injured in a crash on Route 30 Sunday afternoon. Vehicle overturned multiple times after the driver lost control just before 4 p.m. and rear-ended another car in the eastbound lanes near Raff Road. One vehicle was forced off the road. The other struck a sign before rolling and coming to rest on its side. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. State funding supporting a business expansion in Jackson Township. The Ohio Department of Development awarding more than $562,000 to MRO built for new machining equipment. Project expected to create 7 jobs and retain 50. Company located on Promway Avenue Northwest. It's one of 2 projects funded statewide with a total of nearly $850,000. Major Northeast Ohio manufacturing expansion expected to bring dozens of high-tech jobs. State officials say the technology house will add 72 full-time positions, more than $5 million in annual payroll, as it expands operations in Streetsboro and Solon. The company specializes in advanced manufacturing, including 3D printing and prototyping. It plans to bring more production back onshore as part of the project approved by state economic development leaders. Portage County Sheriff's Office says more than a half pound of fentanyl was seized during a traffic stop on I-80. Deputies with the Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit made the discovery last week after pulling over a vehicle in Shalersville Township for minor traffic violations. Search of the car turned up the drugs hidden in a backpack under the spare tire, along with a digital scale and packaging materials. The driver, 38-year-old Kevin Hawkins of Detroit, and pastor, 33-year-old Luther Hunter of Southfield, Michigan, were arrested. The case will be referred to federal authorities. Key defendant in a July 2021 East Liverpool homicide will testify against another suspect after a plea deal. 26-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool pleaded guilty Monday to involuntary manslaughter, tampering with evidence and obstructing justice. More serious charges will be dismissed. Prosecutors say Kidder was the driver in the shooting that killed 20-year-old Bryson Douglas, sentencing set for October 19th. 30-year-old Curtis Holland of East Liverpool still faces murder charges. Police investigating a fiery two-vehicle crash in Lisbon. A box truck and SUV collided just before 5 Monday afternoon at West Lincoln Way and South Lincoln Avenue, causing the SUV to burst into flames. Passerby pulled the driver from the vehicle, with both drivers escaping injury. No injuries reported after an incident at a Columbiana County energy site Monday morning. Officials say crews were called just after 11 to the Hillcorp pad on Fairfield School Road in Fairfield Township, where 2 storage tanks were damaged, including one that lost its top and another that bulged. Witnesses reported hearing what sounded like an explosion. The cause is under investigation. Proposed business development director for the village of Sebring is on hold. Council opted Monday to discuss the issue during talks for the 2027 budget. Village manager Chris Frazier says the position would focus on attracting new businesses, seeking grant funding, and helping reduce vacant properties. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 72-year-old Gregory Novak of Alliance, Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Arrangements by Cher Sterling Skivalaki.